Welcome back to the Matchday Roundup. I have two things I wanted to talk about quickly before we get into the actual Matchday Roundup itself. Firstly, there will be no Matchday Roundup next Tuesday, the 2nd of April, as there is no football to be played on the Easter long weekend. Secondly, there is an experimental interview that I've conducted in this episode wherein I got the interviewee to do a written response. You will hear that as shown by me speaking in one side of your headphones and the interviewee on the other side. However, it will be my voice for both as I did not have the time to get their recorded interview. On to the show. At the beginning of the reserve grade game between St George and Hills United, it was apparent that St George were hungry to continue their strong start to the season. Within 5 minutes, St George had had five separate attacks, all of which were handled well by the Hills defence. Whilst they were able to hold many threatening positions, their momentum did not turn into goals, as the score stayed nil all as the first half progressed. Whilst the Hills were beginning to feel their way into this match, the few chances they did have were not converted, as the first half concluded nil all. With honours even at the end of the first half, both sides fought hard to get a goal, as the result would be crucial for St George to continue their charge against the league leaders in Newcastle, whilst a win for Hills would see them usurp St George to take second place. Yet it was St George who would strike when a free kick from a Hills 2-on-1 infringement let Mitch Albert set Ruby McLean up to score a close-range goal in the 30th minute. The win was not secured, however, for St George, as they had given away a clumsy string of three consecutive three-in-the-box fouls. However, the strong defence of St George meant that these chances were nullified as St George won their third game of the season. I spoke to Ruby after this match. Here's the clip.
Hi, my name is Ruby and I'm 9 years old and I play for St George football.
So, Ruby, you had a great game today. I want to ask you, what are your initial thoughts after that match? You happy? Good game. It was a good result for you guys. You are now tied with the Jets in first in reserve grade now. What is your threatening message? I want you to threat the Jets, scare them off, right? What's your message for them?
I don't have one.
You don't have one? Are you going to be nice to the Jets?
I don't know any threats or anything.
Just tell them, watch out. You're gonna beat them. Just say something like that. Why not?
Watch out. I'm gonna beat you.
All right. This just in, Ruby's gonna beat Newcastle. All right, next question. How does it feel to get your first goal of the season?
Good.
Good? It's a pretty decent goal, nice side here, I love it. All right, good assist from Mitch too. So yeah, now the last thing I want from you, Ruby, I want you to make a prediction. Either it can be for yourself, for St George as a whole. I just want you to tell us what's gonna happen this season. I'm gonna review it at the end of the season, all right?
Okay, we're gonna try and win the season.
For reserve grade, prem or both?
For both.
For both? Alright. Well, at the end of the season, we'll see how you go, Ruby, alright?
Alright.
Well, yeah, it's been good having you on. Congratulations on the goal.
In the Premier League match between St George and Hills United, both sides looked sharp as the game began, with attacks coming thick and fast at both ends. The sharpness did not just apply to attack, however, as both sides held strong defensively throughout the opening 20 minutes. The second half of this game was where the true feast came for spectators, with attacks now turning into goals. In the 24th minute, Mitch Albert was able to tap in a chance which had bounced off of Jacob Cross thanks to an Abdullah Karim chance. It was now a matter of intelligent game management for the St George side, which they were proving with strong evidence on both sides of the court. This game management would not last forever, however, as in the 38th minute, a sideline was taken which Cross set up well for Turnbull to equalise the game. Immediately from the resulting kickoff, the Hills team showed their unity as goalkeeper Mallows pushed up to force Karim into giving away a corner. Whilst initially cleared, the second attempt showed a strong connection between Cross, Ashani and Turnbull as the latter two names combined to get the winning goal almost instantly after scoring an equaliser. With so little time left, with Turnbull's second coming in the 39th minute, neither team were able to change the scoreline as Hills completed an unlikely comeback, defeating St George 2-1. I conducted a written interview with Matt Mallows regarding this match, which I will read out now. You will hear my voice on your left headphone, and my voice reading Matt's responses in your right headphone. What are your initial thoughts after that match?
Thank God it's over. It was giving me a heart attack and goals with the way the game finished.
How important will this result be for Hills for the season?
The result is huge. We went from second last to equal second in 4 minutes. It was also a huge boost mentally after so many narrow losses. Every point is going to count this year.
Do you think it was a matter of you guys winning the match towards the end, or that St. George had lost the match?
I think a bit of both. That first goal was a huge confidence boost for us, while for them, I think it frazzled them, which made them panic slightly. All it takes in some cases is a bit of luck and a small mistake. Without both of those, I don't think we score the winner.
Make a prediction, either for yourself or the Hills as a whole, which I will review at the end of the season. What's your prediction?
Hard to say at the moment, but I think second is within reach for us. First is a big ask at the moment, considering how well Jets are playing, but we did only lose 1-0 to them, so anything is possible.
Newcastle were keen to prove that they deserve to keep their spot atop the reserve grade table as they entered their fourth game of the season playing against a young Sydney FC side. They proved strong both in attack and defence as Sydney attempted to be the first side to score past the Newcastle reserves. Newcastle were proving their quality despite Sydney's hunger, which was cemented when Anne Lazarka snuck a ball around the Sydney defence in the 17th minute to send the Jets 1-0 up near the end of the first half. Despite Sydney continuing to probe before the end of the first half, the defensive pairing of Ramesh Harrath and Shannon Anne-Lazarke proved capable as they kept the result at 1-0. However, upon the return of the second half, the scoreline had changed almost instantly. After Harry Simmons took the kickoff, a back pass from the Newcastle side surprised their own defence as the Sydney pressure forced the game to be a draw once again, within seconds of the second half commencing. With the game once again square, both sides fought hard to get the 3 points. Sydney were proving defensively strong after this goal, and it looked like the Sky Blues were going to be the first to take points off the Newcastle reserves. However, a strong spun hit from Anne Lazarke in close range surprised the Sydney defence, sending the Jets 2-1 up in the 35th minute. Despite both sides having chances after the Anne Lazarke goal, Newcastle's winning record remained perfect as they defeated Sydney 2-1. The beginning of the Premier League match between Sydney FC and the Newcastle Jets showed some impressive attacking chances from the young Sydney side. Whilst they were not able to finish any of these chances due to Newcastle's eclectic strength in all parts of their game, it definitely helped Sydney feel confident in a match which otherwise seemed unbalanced. However, this Sydney confidence wouldn't last longer than 11 minutes, when Sek assisted Anne-Lazarke to send the Jets 1-0 up. The one-goal deficit did not last long for Sydney, as a defensive blunder saw Haster scoring a tap-in in the following minute. This deficit meant that Sydney had to attempt to gain their confidence back, which was proven through their attacking chances towards the end of the first half. However, none of their chances turned into goals as the first half ended 2-0 to the Jets. 2-0 is the most dangerous lead in football. It was safe to say that Newcastle knew this, as Haster pounced on a Sydney goal kick in order to make their lead even safer, as the Jets led 3-0 in the 24th minute. Despite the high goal-scoring form from Newcastle, Sydney still seemed like they had something to prove, having multiple chances as the end of the game came closer. However, they were not able to turn these chances into goals, as Newcastle continued their winning ways, beating Sydney 3-0. You can get involved in powerchair football here in New South Wales as an athlete, coach, referee, or volunteer by visiting the NSW PFA website linked below. Our season takes place in Glenwood at the Valentine Sports Park from the 24th of February 2024 to the 6th of July 2024 every Saturday. Contact info at nswpfa.org.au for more information. Just a quick note, that the views of this podcast are mine and mine alone. The opinions and thoughts expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the NSW PFA. If you want to get in touch with the podcast, you can follow us at Powered by Football Pod on Instagram, join our Facebook group, Powered by Football Podcast, or follow our Twitter account, Powered by Pod. Thanks for listening.